This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. While the coronavirus pandemic is slowing or under control in many parts of the World Health Organization warns South America is becoming a new epicenter for the disease. Brazil, the world's sixth largest country, has the second highest number of cases in the world after the United States. Far-right President Jair Bolsonaro continues to play down the threat from the virus. The White House has announced it will begin denying admission to foreigners who've been in Brazil in the past 2 weeks before they sought entry to the United States. That broadens the U.S. travel ban against countries hard hit by the coronavirus. U.S. President Donald Trump has now banned travel from China, Europe, the United Kingdom, and Brazil starting late on Thursday. The World Health Organization said Monday it had temporarily suspended clinical trials of hydroxychloroquine as a potential treatment for COVID-19 being carried out across a range of countries as a precautionary measure. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told a virtual press conference the decision came after the publication last week of a study in the Lancet Medical Journal indicating using the drug on COVID-19 patients could increase their likelihood of dying. He added the WHO-backed trials had been suspended while the safety is reviewed. Russian President Vladimir Putin made a rare lockdown appearance in the Kremlin Monday after officials said improvements in the coronavirus situation may allow Russia to reopen some tourist resorts soon and relax restrictions in many regions. The country's borders remain closed, schools are closed, and most non-essential shops. Russia is entering its ninth week of lockdown and has reported the world's third highest group of coronavirus cases. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.